what led him to going in LA with the brown bag. Episode 129 of Brown Bag Podcast, sponsored by The Watch.
Do it. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Si te quieren.
I totally forgot it was my birthday this week.
Wow.
I walked in and I was like, why is there balloons? And why is everybody acting sus with the plan? I feel like somebody burned the plans out yesterday on the phone. You guys were disappointed in the chat.
This is the plan.
Oh, well, yeah. Nice setup.
You don't like this plan?
I do. I love it a lot.
You were surprised by the hibachi.
I was surprised by the hibachi.
Shout out Nico Hibachi, the homie.
Bro, that is really good hibachi.
It's good, right?
It's good. Shout out him.
Yeah, he just came to my dad's little birthday.
Okay, because if you've had hibachi, whether it's Benihana or like any food truck that's hibachi, one thing that they always do, especially with the steak, is it kind like it's cubed up, but it kind of feels dry.
Oh, that one missed.
Bro, you just sprayed it in the drink.
It's okay. It's mine. It's not letting that out.
Bro, I don't think you should drink that, though.
Yeah! I think maybe that's don't like face toxic. It down.
What was it?
That's probably know. Like toxic chemicals.
That was crazy.
We're going to need another one. Michi Choi. Shout out Michi Choi in the building. We need another drink because he just contaminated his.
That was crazy.
That was a lot.
You put air horn on the drink.
Whatever's in the air horn.
I just didn't want to hear Vic talk, so I was going to do it right when he was talking about that story. And it just... See, but I don't know why it went like.
Sad.
It fell.
It's a fan of Vic.
I'm sorry if one of you, if the just for the people that just listen, I'm sorry. That was a loud ass.
No, it was cool though. It's a little air horn.
Yeah.
But usually when they're chopped up, it's dry.
Yeah.
This is juicy.
It's juicy.
That was tight.
Shout out Nico.
Nico Hibachi.
On Instagram.
Tap in with him.
Yeah.
It's Duno's birthday. Woo! I low-key want to get to presents ASAP.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I feel like there's so much that we're doing.
I know.
You don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah. I don't. That's why I'm mad. I'm mad because, look, I really, like, you guys know I'm a big chicken and rice, noodles. Like, I'm like, when it comes to food, as simple as I don't look, as I like to eat simple. You know what I'm saying? And I ate a sandwich the well today with my mom in the morning.
Oh.
And I wish I would have not ate that because.
Now you're too full for.
Now I'm a little full, so now I got to wait till. Skin o'clock to eat again.
To take a fat dookers. Okay, yeah. Can we get the presents over here? Can someone bring the regalo?
Is there multiple presents?
Last time we bought you too many luxury gifts. We didn't do that this year. So.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, you're already rich, bro.
You guys bought it for me when I was poor. You guys bought it for my gifts when I was poor?
Yeah. And I'm sorry to you for this, Vic.
What?
Because there's three of us.
Yeah.
Every time for this fool's birthday, he got a Louis Vuitton wallet one year. Mm-hmm. He got Prada glasses the next year.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get stuff like that, Vic.
It's okay.
Yeah, bring it in.
It's because, fool, I'm like
baby.
I'm the baby.
Yeah, he's the baby.
El consentido, way.
Right. Yeah, Michi Choi, thank you.
A little piñatita.
I'm going to hang this in my.
There's stuff in it.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Punch it. Rip
punch
through it.
It. Punch it.
You're definitely that kid.
My mom has to clean tomorrow.
Let's go.
Oh, it's candy in a little bottle.
Hey.
How'd you put the bottle in there?
I know. What was it? And condom for protection. Chicago.
He's on his way to Chicago after this.
Oh, and a bunch of chiclets.
Oh,
fresh
wow,
bread.
Good.
You got the pica fresas.
Where'd you find these? I don't even know they still sell them. But thank you guys, Michi Choi. Love you guys.
The border.
By the way, Michi Choi will be at my birthday this weekend doing it up.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about your birthday.
That's great news.
Yes, here. That's great. Vic's like, I did not know this.
I haven't been drinking a lot. So this is best practice.
Thank you, Michi Choi. Oh, and they gave me this hat that I've always wanted.
Let's see.
Yes.
Hey.
La Familia. You know Michi Choi makes dope hats.
That's fire.
Hit up Michi Choi for your very own La Familia hat.
And hit him up for the best drinks. And if you want to cause...
Best drinks in town.
If you want to cause problems like at the DMV in your lines in your party, hit up Michi Choi because everybody's going to fight.
That's right.
To be in line.
Oh, like,
I did it.
Like
I cut. Yeah,
party
yeah.
Like at the DMV line.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. People were mad when I cut at Little Vic's birthday party, but it's because Michi Choi knew me.
Yeah,
so I was like, hey, what?
I do the same thing.
I did the same
front
thing.
Of the line pass.
Anytime they have an event, remember the Grupo Frontera? Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, shh. To the side.
I saw them at the Palladium when I went to go see DJ Valentino, and there was a line, and I was like, hey. Like,
DJ, it's just Jay Valentino.
No. It's an EDM DJ. I said
DJ Valentino.
Oh, sorry. Valentino Khan. Sorry, Valentino Khan. Yeah,
you miss him in your brain.
Yeah.
You guys ever been at a birthday party when you're little and you watch the birthday kid open all his clothes?
Yes. They hate the clothes. They just throw it. Clothes again.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Damn, this is a heavy present. You're fucking stupid.
Tu primo Edgar?
Who got me this?
Oh my God!
Hey! Where do you find Boli? That's sick, because my freezer is very empty. It has an old chimichanga from when I first got my fridge.
Okay, best Boli.
Oh, blue one, easy. No, green.
Mm. Yeah, orange. Orange.
I was going to say orange.
I'm going to donate this to the office.
Hey. Fabuloso.
Donate to the office.
Maybe you need it for your house.
Yeah. I have one. I have the one.
Oh, Blade.
A Blade.
A Breeze for when I take a fucking Dukers at
Maximo,
the office.
Maximo, are you missing stuff at your house?
No.
I ever went back home, dog. Ravioli. What's wrong with you?
Ravioli?
What the fuck, bro? Daniela's like, where all my shit go?
Yeah. Where's our grocery?
I just bought Fabuloso yesterday, Maximo.
There you go, bro. Put your shot glass on.
Oh, I love you. A beef jerky. That's Vic's. Vic has ate beef jerky for dinner.
Why?
Posh.
On my fitness.
You too.
Hey, you could sell these. This is one. This on the is like border. $3.
On the border.
Totally.
Get it back.
Oh, Vic. That was dark. And these.
Wait, I think you're missing something. Is there something else in there?
No. Yes. You're a fucking idiot. Birthday girl.
Please,
dog, where'd you go shop for this?
Please wear it.
This went a Dollar
You're
Tree,
so
dog.
Stupid. I love
it. They went a Denny's discount. Shout out.
No, they wouldn't have this at Dollar Tree. Oh, they might have. Then you went to Dollar Tree, huh?
I tell you, it's a secret.
Family Dollar.
It's a secret closet in my house.
You did go back home.
That's funny. This fool originally bought this for Emmy. But he's like, I'm just taking a dude. No.
I literally was. Chef Boyardee.
That was crazy.
So dumb. This is Maximo.
Exactly what I was
doing. Yes.
Let's go.
Pisces season. That's perfect.
Birthday girl. Okay.
That needs to be a thumbnail.
Hat clip.
Being the youngest is the best.
Okay, I feel like a mom.
So it's not a hat.
Can you
pass
me
on a hat?
It is.
So I got the homie. I know you've been lonely. You said you haven't had a girl. So I got you some Jack oil.
Thank you, Vic.
You're very welcome.
Were you sad that it's not a hat?
A little bit.
You thought it was a hat?
You put it in a hat bag.
He bought me a pin from Hat Club.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have it. It's all yours, buddy. Happy birthday. Show the camera the hat oil, the Jack oil.
Can you give me one of
very
the bags?
Effective, like, very effective. Very effective.
Do not use that for that.
Please don't use it for that. He might. This is for a car.
Look at it. Like,
This is Jack oil with stop leak. It repairs.
See, it'll stop the leak.
Look, you guys, it repairs Jack leaks.
I haven't leaked in a while. Who's this from?
Open it.
Oh, is it? There's a book in here, so it's probably from either Yaelin. Man Up Mannerisms. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Read the little red part.
All the skills your father never taught you.
That's crazy, Yaelin.
That's crazy. Why would you do that?
Is this from you?
It's for Yaelin, because you made fun of her mom not being alive.
No, you know what? The homie found out that Yaelin didn't have parents, and he's like, oh, dog. The fool got sad. Fool. Yeah. I was like, fool, she's happy. They're like, yeah, she's all for real.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yaelin, for this. Was it Letty? She the one that admitted it. Where'd you find this fucking
But look book? At the things. Read that stuff, it'll teach you.
Run a marathon.
How to run a marathon.
You don't need a dad for that. You just got to be fat.
All right.
Throw a punch.
How to throw a punch.
Quit your job.
You did that already.
Build a social network.
Hey, you did that already.
Hold a baby. Buy a used car. Get a tattoo. Cook the perfect steak. Make the first move. Let's read the first page. there's too much fucking. There's too much text. I thought there was gonna be more pictures.
Yeah.
we'll save this for my plane.
You should put it. You should put it in your toilet. You know, some people have like.
Oh, like a bookshelf in the toilet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
It'd be funny reading.
Thank you, Letty. This is amazing. Welcome. Appreciate that.
I put the Jack oil next to it.
See. And who needs a dad? All you needed was this book this whole time.
I totally missed my two other birthdays. They're such nice kids.
There's two other branches. You got like hella luxury. Yeah. Shit.
Another rose that they probably bought together.
That's from Yelene.
Okay, thank you, Yelene. Oh, this was came in the rose. This letter seems to be stupid.
No, Yelene makes pissed. Very sentimental letters.
Yeah, here we go. Everyone get ready to cry.
I know,
cry.
Get ready to cry.
Oh, it's cats? Oh my God, Yelene.
I'm allergic.
Read the front, she says.
Are you going to have a happy birthday? Press here. Yelene, you're a psychopath. Or have I taught these cats to sing for nothing?
Yelene and Dom. And don't put Dom in this madness. Dom would not okay this.
Dom is somewhere not knowing what is going on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yelene. Thank you, Yelene and Dom.
Funny. He's in Beverly Hills.
Look,
like, what?
She put stickers like Sanrio stickers on the bag.
Is this from the watch?
And those are expensive.
Oh, and this is a rubber duck.
This is from Jeff? Sure. Okay. Dollar million dollar bar. Okay, nice. Thank you, guys.
Oh,
this is fire. I'm not
going to
eat this.
$1.
I'm not going to eat that. And then this is sick.
What is that?
A mini donut maker.
A mini donut maker.
That actually is
cool. Oh, that's tight.
I'm going to donate this to the office as well in case we ever want to become donuters.
Donuters?
Yeah, thank you guys for
you
all my birthday.
Donuts for Duno?
I love them all, you guys.
You do?
You're welcome.
This is funny.
You're welcome.
All the skills your father never taught you is fucking wild.
Where do you even find a book like that?
You have too much time on your hands on the 75
hard. I just think
hard
about
time.
You a lot.
Thank you. I think
you're
about
welcome.
You a lot too. This is amazing, by the way. Michi Chui. Thank
yeah,
you
that was so
much.
Awesome. It's Duno's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. What else we got going on for Duno's birthday? What?
You get invited all my homies too?
Who's that? Who's that?
They burned out the spot and opened the door.
Who just
damn.
Fucking Nico.
Fucking Nico.
Fucking Nico Hibachi. Get your plate.
But you didn't have did you have to open the door that wide? All right. Hey, come in. Get your shine.
I'm gonna take the blame.
Get your shine on. We just talked about how amazing your food was.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out Nico.
You're on camera, so say hi to the people.
Hey.
My dog.
Yeah, we're just talking about how amazing your food is.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys so much for having me.
Of course.
It's such an honor to come. And
you're killing it.
Be in the presence, you know?
Come on. Aww.
Thank you. Shout out Duno. Very much loved. I love this mini donut maker.
Huh? No, I'm okay. I've got full off there.
This is amazing. Yeah. This mini donut lobster. Thank you guys
so
much.
That was so fun.
I love you guys. Thank you guys. Oh, and then you guys also gave me this, which I'm going to hang on my bathroom.
Hey.
Aww.
With all the little birthday signs on a canvas.
You signed your own birthday.
I did.
Can we do explain this, Duno edition?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, explain this, you guys, for Dunoskis. Duno, you posted this.
Yes.
Talk about it.
I've been a rocker fool. Fools are trendy now.
Yeah.
I've been that. Been there, done that. Fifth grade Duno graduation.
This is your fifth grade graduation?
Yes, at Brentwood Magnet Science Elementary School.
Oh.
Is that a tie or like a...
I don't know. You know what's crazy? I don't have a dad. You know who tied this for me?
Who?
My school bus driver.
Wow.
Because I didn't know. I was struggling to do it. And and the homie from the hood didn't know how to do it as well. The night before, he's like, all right. And he was off crystal while he was trying to teach me. I was just like, bro.
Well, I'm sure in this book, you'll learn how to
tie.
I grew a relationship with my bus driver. He ended up being cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. Super dope. He was just always, hey, fun fact. He owned a security guard company plus being a bus driver that he was a bus driver. His security used to guard Justin Bieber when he was a kid. Oh, everybody.
Hey, oh,
you're mom! Come on in.
Oh, hola, hola, hola.
Oh, that's why you didn't want to give me a ride today.
What's up, and, bro?
Concrete's here.
Hey,
oh, thank God.
Happy birthday. Hi, puppy.
Hey, what up?
What's up, little whore?
My boy.
No, what? Thank God I didn't drive. I have all rights today. What's up?
You have rights?
I have rights today. Yeah, we got to do. Betix. Yelene did all the texting, huh? Is this my cake?
Wow.
And make sure you guys eat and get some drinks from Michi Chui.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Eat, drink, all of it.
And the Primo Concrete Cake.
Yeah. What's up, perrito?
Hey.
What's up? What's What's up, dog?
He came to join in on the birthday party.
I know, dude. I heard it was gonna be a birthday party for my boy. He's turning what, like 14 today, dog? Yeah. I don't know, dog. What's going on with you, dog? How do you feel?
I feel, you know what? Everybody keeps reminding me that I'm gonna be 25 next year. And that's like a quarter.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good, dog. Hey, dog. Yeah. Look, man, you made it, bro. I didn't think I was going to make it past 25 either. Come on. I'm glad you're at, what, 24?
24.
You're lucky, dog. You're still like jacking off and all that. Like,
yeah.
Definitely a lot of jacking off.
You're lucky. You don't even need Viagra food. You're sick.
You don't need a rhino.
You don't need Blue Chew or nothing.
Yeah.
You don't need Blue Chew. No hymns?
No
hymns. Oh, damn, no.
You're
what's
lucky,
that?
Dog. You're
I don't
lucky.
Do the. Because I feel like old people always have a conversation about, like, you guys, like, the sex gets limited, or is that just a man thing? Like, you know, when men get on interviews, like, oh, it's just not the same anymore.
I don't know. I don't never have that heard problem. That. I don't have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what interviews are you watching?
But you have been getting a little crazy on the comments, fool. When I comment, you're like, oh, my tío. I'm like, what the fuck, dog?
He called you your tío?
Well, he called me
tío,
nephew.
Padrino, yeah.
Yeah. Concrete does call me nephew, so I call him tío on the comments. Yeah.
I was like, damn, though, I'm kind of old. I'm probably old enough to be your pops, fool.
Oh,
are you?
Nah, not that old.
I feel like it, though. I kind of feel like it. When we're together, I kind of feel like you're like, I try to help you and... I love you, you know.
Aww.
Te coscorroneo. Cuando llegas tarde. Actually, he's never late.
Yeah, he's never late.
I'm not. I'm a pretty on-time person.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, when we're in the green room and you and all the older comics are having, like, this conversation about the kids and, like, and I'm just sitting right there.
And you're like, I do that too.
You relate?
To the kids?
Yeah.
Dog.
He's up on them. They're still learning.
Or like, I get there and like, comics don't roll like rappers, but I'm always with my homies.
Yeah.
And they be like, fool, you gotta stop that, dog. Like, it's a comic.
Yeah, you definitely roll like Death Row 90s.
Everybody's on stage?
Yeah. Oh, no, everybody. No,
everybody's on stage.
Everybody's on stage. Nah, but that's good that you have your homies around you all the time, bro. You need people that kind of, you know, came up in the game with you and just keep you level-headed. So I respect it, man. It's all, you know.
Yeah, it is. Love. It is dope. And then when we're back there and we're talking about shoes and... Mm-hmm. I'm like putting you guys on the new wave and shit like that. You guys,
fool,
like,
you're talking about retros, fool. I wore those when they were out. What do you mean, dog?
Original.
I'm putting you on the Jordan 4s.
When they were new releases, yeah, not when they were retros.
He waited in line for them, dog. Like, yeah.
Or like, no, he saw Jordan playing them.
I didn't wait in line. I was selling those fucking shoes when I was working at Foot Action.
And then the funniest part is that, like, as much as he's talking shit right now, he'll pop out a pair of shoes and be like, "Hey, Duno, you like these? You like?" He wants confirmation from the younger crowd to confirm.
Are they still cool?
For sure.
Yeah,
he'll be like,
"Hey, Duno, what you think about this?" I'll be like, "Yeah." Fool.
Nah, the other day he was wearing like some snazzy pants and shit.
For the Shaggies.
I was like, "Damn, where do you get those at?" I went to the mall and I was like showing him pictures of Duno. I was like, "I want those." They're like, "We don't have those, big dog." Like, not in your date, not in your age.
Oh, that's your big age.
I was like, relax, fool. I can look cool, dog. What the fuck?
Yeah, sure, bro.
Yeah, but then sometimes you do shit. I'm like, oh, this was just a deal.
That's old shit, huh?
Yeah, you do some old shit. Like, the other day, you fools are sitting down and, like, fools ordered a Diet Coke. I was like, oh,
that wasn't me. I don't do that. that was Marty, fool. If I'm your deal, Marty's like your grandpa, fool.
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
A Diet Coke?
Yeah.
My grandma has Diet Coke religiously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was some old shit. I thought it was some trying to be healthy shit.
Oh. Nah, Coke drinking Zero. Aspartame? Nah, it's not.
Nah,
not
aspartame?
That's like drinking medicine, dog. It's like you're drinking a fucking NyQuil.
Nah,
dog.
But you gotta understand, like, if you're fat drinking Coke Zero at whatever age, it doesn't matter. But if you're skinny and drink Coke Zero, that's some old shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so, right? Because it's like...
I don't know.
I think he's trying not to have a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're skinny. Like, what is... Que te hace la coca?
Yeah, but you can't order a fucking Big Mac, 2 cheeseburgers, and then order a fucking
diet.
You can't do that for you.
You can't do that, dog.
That's like the wild shit that I be seeing in the green room. Or, like, these fools be going, like, they do some old shit, dog. Like, I don't even know how to explain it sometimes.
Like, take a nap?
Oh no! The other day, all them fools are ordering.
Jerry takes a nap.
Hey, for the other day, all them fools are fucking ordering drinks, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a shot? They're like, young buck. And I'm like, all right, fool.
No, but you were like drinking like some young shit. You were drinking like spritzers or something, fool.
And I was just
ordering an adios or what?
I was like, no, not even. Like we were ordering shots, and he was ordering
like
seltzers, like a Truly or something. Oh, yeah. I was like, fool, what's that, dog? Fruity. You got a stomach for it. I can't drink none of that shit. For like, if I drink anything that has sugar in it, food, it's fucking chorro the next day for sure.
Oh my god.
My bad. You guys are eating and shit.
Yeah, it's
my
okay.
Bad. You're eating too.
But así sale todos modos, güey. So, see, he's wearing fucking leopard pants, food, snake skins.
Something like that, yeah.
Those shit are
they're not cool, but they look.
But he's wearing them.
At least sell out a little bit, though, a little bit, you know?
We're doing Explain This on Duno, okay?
Okay.
So he's showing a photo of him in fifth grade, his fifth grade promotion, and he is...
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah, well, they call it promotion.
Graduation, no?
It's like a promotion from elementary to junior high.
Yeah.
Culmination.
Well, I thought that was your high school picture, dog. No. What?
Dog, if I look like that in high school, I'll get no bitches.
Where'd you get that fucking tie from, dog? He got it from a Southwest employee, dog.
Bing. I work at Red Lobster.
Oh my god.
I was telling them that my bus driver did the tie for me. He tied it over me.
He didn't even know what the fuck was going on. He just made it a knot.
Maybe that's what you wanted to touch my chest.
The mohawk. For what inspired that?
My parents are rockers.
Sick. Y tú andas bien rockero.
Yeah, fool. But I didn't realize how ugly the fool. I look terrible, wey.
What do you mean? You're just a child. You're what? Yeah, 7 there?
10th grade. So,
okay, I'm not 7 in the 5th grade.
You're like 10 or 11.
Yeah, he's
like 10 or 11.
I'm like 10 or 11.
I was fucking no hoes here.
Good.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think you
I wouldn't want
that.
You to have been.
At 10 or 11. My, like, Lil Vic's 10 or 11. I hope he's not fucking old.
I wonder what Duno's voice was there.
Deep, the same way.
Sound yeah. Like this.
I got yeah. Videos. Sounded like I smoked a pack of cigarettes every time before class.
I want to watch Pokemon.
But this is also the year I fell in love with Harry Potter.
What was in your playlist right there?
Oh, right here?
What was in your playlist?
My older sister was, like, emoed out to Blink-182 at the moment. So some Blink-182 on here, but for sure, some early Drake. Blink-182 Drake.
Damn. Early Drake, damn.
That's crazy.
That's what, 2010?
So yeah, that, yeah. Like, that's when I graduated high school.
Akon? I tried so hard with Montux.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's like older, sure. Like the later stages of Akon. Like,
yep.
He was not falling off yet, but like he was getting there.
It's right before he discovered Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
what the fuck was cracking? Oh, you know what was cracking right here? The Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, let's go, boom, boom, pow.
Right here. The EDM version?
That's definitely the later stage.
Yeah.
That's definitely
that
the later stage.
All that whole wave, this is that was the playlist.
Well, shout out that guy. He's so cute. Because you were saying now it's a trend to be rocker.
Yeah, I've been a rocker fool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trend right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been rocking too for forever.
What's on your rocker playlist?
Oh, fuck.
Black Eyed Peas?
Fucking Creed.
Oh, Creed. Ooh.
Okay, Letty, can you talk about that?
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Three Doors Down. Bare Naked Ladies.
Ooh. Yeah.
Say it again.
It's all the bands I was saying.
Yeah, he's doing like alternative.
Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
His rocker is
Corn.
Yeah, Corn.
Corn.
Falling Away From Me.
Nine Inch Nails.
Hey, what's the band that you guys were...
Bumble Surfers?
Muse. We like Muse. Me and Maximo.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Muse?
You ever heard of Madness?
No, I don't know.
It's okay. It's more experimental.
R.E.M.? Remember R.E.M.?
R.E.M., yeah.
You know what's crazy? Sure. My family wasn't into rock like that. They were like Black Sabbath,
yeah.
The Ramones,
yeah,
The Doors.
We're chumps.
I'm super poppy.
Don't want to close my eyes. My dad would say. Yeah, my dad.
Oh, for sure.
For my dad would say it's saying. One time somebody asked him if he listened to him or not. And he's like, esa música.
No, my shit was like Google Dolls, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that was hard. Yeah.
What? Google Dolls?
Google Dolls.
Google Dolls. What the fuck is that?
Oh, dude, play the record, dog. That's hard.
Google Dolls?
Yeah, Google Dolls, bro.
Come on. Are you guys all part of the same era of music?
No, I was just probably younger, but yeah.
Same. Yeah. No, they were in the... We heard it.
I mean, we heard it. It's like, because it was everywhere,
here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
It's like TRL.
There it is. That's the Google Dolls, brother.
Google Dolls.
Oh, this is an amazing song, dog. Come on.
What the fuck?
Iris? Oh, Iris.
You can't put the audio up?
If you don't cry when you hear that song at least once, fool, then you don't know music.
Touch. Because I know that you feel me so.
Oh, it's so good.
This is alternative.
What? I don't want to. Oh,
do not listen to.
Turn it
up.
Hey, System of a Down?
Yeah.
System of a Down was Foo Fighters.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
P.O.D.?
Yeah, a little
P.O.D.?
Bit.
Yeah. They're Mexican, no?
Yeah. I think they were from the back.
This gives me, like, School of Rock.
And I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this.
Thing that you don't understand.
I'm not a fan of this era.
Yeah, oh, I love that, dog.
Yeah.
When everything's meant to be broken. I just want you to know who I am.
What the fuck
were
you
guys? Oh, that's what they were singing back then.
That was so good. I like the voice that you're putting on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so were you guys depressed before? Like how we're depressed now, the Gen Z?
No.
We were never depressed,
though. It wasn't depressed.
That's fucking
depression is new.
It wasn't like, we couldn't be depressed.
We couldn't be depressed. Okay. Yeah.
We should have been depressed. We had to pay for porn, fool. Yeah. We had to jack off to like a squiggly fucking screen, dog. Like, oh, I saw a titty.
Or...
Look at all the guys are like,
pause the VHS.
Yeah, for sure, dog. I had to look at the fucking, you know, the Victoria's Secret magazines, bro.
Oh, those yeah.
You know they're beating into the GTA
Fred
covers?
Fred Ricks of Hollywood?
For sure, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
GTA covers is crazy.
GTA covers? Nah.
For sure.
Hey, Duno has a birthday party this weekend. Are you going?
No, he's in Chicago.
He's actually leaving the shows to come back. So we're doing Chicago on Thursday, Friday, and then you're coming back Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, either that or Friday, and it's super late Friday night.
I'm going to call a bomb threat for you. You're going to miss that flight, big dog. There's an influencer with a bomb in his bag, guys. Don't let him on the plane.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucked up.
Check under his belly rolls. Check under his belly rolls.
I'm going to call TSA on your ass.
He shoved a stick of dynamite up his ass.
I'm just right there like this. Wait for my flight.
You're not going to make it.
Unsuspecting.
All right, but the theme is 2000s theme?
Yes.
Yes. And you know, you're dressing up
Which
as?
2000s?
Okay. Like, okay.
I know. Now I know where the fuck this conversation is going. Okay, it's 2000s theme, but I'm dressing as Biggie.
he didn't exist then. Okay, physically, he wasn't even in this world.
I think he made
unfortunately,
it to
he didn't make it
brother.
To 2000.
That's Apple's problem. He was still fly.
Nah, you got to do like Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the theme.
Now you be the peanut Eminem. Like.
Yeah.
Vic, can you tell us the story? What happened?
Yeah, so I was
hey, Vic, you know what? First, on what up?
Wait,
what
let Vic say it. What up? Hey, let Vic talk.
What up? Before we go on from this, Vic's a piece of shit. Because he didn't say it to my face. He went on you guys and he said, let's confront him about this.
Yeah, I saved it. I'm like, put it in my pocket. I'm like, okay, see you Saturday.
All right, what happened?
So we're somewhere. We're in the valley. And then I seen him. He was leaving as I was getting there. And then he was like, bro.
Where were we?
In Tarzana, doing the interview.
Okay, yes.
And so we're over there, and then he was leaving. He's like, bro, Saturday, better get your fit ready. He goes, it's a 2000s party. He goes, I already got my shit. I'm gonna be Biggie. And then he's like, all right, gotta go. And I'm like, me and Swift, we look at each other. We're like, 2000s? He didn't make it to the 2000s. By that time, he had already shut the door. And we're I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell the guys. Like, I can't wait to tell everybody.
He died
like
in the 90s. Off.
Yeah, bro. He died in 97.
February.
Actually, he died today.
No, he didn't. He was really big.
Bro, March 9th.
Yeah, today. I know. That, like I said, again, his problem. Yeah. But fucking, when did Ready to Die come out?
97.
When did the afterlife die?
He didn't have posthumous, like how Tupac has posthumous albums.
No, his album came out 2 weeks after he died because it had already shipped everywhere.
Yeah.
So they couldn't stop it.
Are we changing the theme to 90s?
I think, did you mean the 90s and you just said 2000?
No, me and all my friends are from the same era. None of them corrected
me. Oh, so they all thought.
Because they're all born in 2000.
2000, it should be like Nelly.
Yeah.
Well, where the party at?
Big jerseys.
Ja Rule.
You know what's crazy? That I was recommending all my friends, all the 2000s artists. Except one of my homies is going dressed as Lil' Kim.
Ah.
She's 90s.
She's 90s. That's what it's funny.
Aaliyah, actually.
She's 90s.
We're going to go with Diddy, but that's a bad idea. Yeah.
Huh? Diddy?
No, we weren't, but.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's okay. You're about to have a couple of little guys next to you or something. Yeah. You dress as Diddy, you got to come with a couple extra dudes.
Who's Usher? That was big in the 90s.
Yeah, sure it was.
Oh, for sure.
It was.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
So
on the dot, perro.
So you're still gonna be Biggie.
Yeah, 90s, 2000 babies.
Is there anybody else from the 2000s you could be?
Fat
Gorilla
Joe.
Gorilla Black?
I'm about to say that.
Fat Joe for sure.
Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
Gorilla Black.
Can we look up Gorilla Black?
He's the one that sounded like...
Oh, he's like Biggie.
Yeah, he tried to replace Biggie, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be that fucking guy.
That's Hot Dollar's brother.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Who the fuck is Hot Dollar?
Oh,
Hot Dollar's a 2000s guy right there, Gorilla Black.
Who the fuck is this guy?
No, stop. love.
He looks like Killer Mike.
He had a couple bangers.
Hell yeah, he had bangers. Compton?
He did. He had like two, three bangers on there, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to
put some respect on Gorilla Black's name.
Yeah, put some respect on his name.
Turn it up.
So good. Maybe go forward because it's probably going to take a long time. More. Hey. Just like EPMD, but he just sounded too much like Biggie and looked too much like Biggie. You know that it didn't work for him.
Look at that, the Bentley.
Man, take this bullshit.
That was a Bentley
off.
In 2000, though, for
classic.
Sure.
Yeah. Classic.
Man, I never heard y'all name mention this shit once when we're having a conversation about the classic.
Gorilla Black.
Ask all the fools on Figmunity World.
Oh, yeah.
Figmunity,
they will
for
know.
Sure.
Man, that fools love Boozy sure. and
I know, but they will know Gorilla
yeah, everybody
Black.
Knows Gorilla Black.
Yeah,
it was such a big deal.
I thought it had bangers, too.
Yeah.
SF, do you know who Gorilla Black is? Exactly. And guess what? She's from my era.
Okay. Yay. So who from the 2000s can you be?
I'm going to be, see, now I got to be Fat Joe.
Oh, yeah.
You can be Fat Joe.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck Fat Joe. I'm going to be Biggie still.
No, okay. You can be the Biggie Duets, because I feel like that was probably some 2000 yes. shit.
The Biggie Duets.
It's my birthday, and I cry if I want to. So I want to just ask Biggie in the fucking 2000s. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like the what if version.
Yeah. If he stayed.
Oh.
I didn't, that's not what I said. Come on, guys.
Stayed alive?
I'm just, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
If God would have granted him more years.
Well, yeah.
It's not like, oh, I fucking God. Did it, dude. That's like, I mean, like, I fucking
that's
killed him, bro.
So
like,
hilarious.
Everyone's looking at me like, I'm the one that did it. Like,
yeah.
So what's your outfit? What's your Biggie outfit?
When he's standing in front of the Twin Towers.
Coogee sweater?
Why that?
The Coogee sweater.
Those don't exist either. But yeah.
In 2001?
I was alive still.
Why that photo?
Oh, my God.
You're, just
you're choosing everything that don't
yeah.
exist
that
no
don't
more,
exist
dog.
No more in 2000.
Oh my God!
Again, not my problem.
I just wish we were involved in the planning of your birthday.
He's like, yeah, and but I'm taking my pictures
I
at Radio
feel like
Shack.
All those fools right there.
I'm taking my pictures at Radio Shack though.
Yeah. All your Gen Z little friends were like, yeah, bro, yes.
So I'm registered at KB Toys.
I can't wait to see Duno look Davis like that at his 2000.
Oh
party.
Yeah, with the all oh, with the Coogee?
Oh, with the Coogee?
With the pinche sabana? Con la carpeta, ponte y esta.
Yeah.
Llévate esta carpeta.
La sarape.
You know what that shit looks like? You know that candy? Oh. The Mexican candy that they feed you and you don't really want to eat it, but you eat it?
Yeah, cajeta. Oh, yeah. Cajeta or something?
The fucking shit that's in the trash.
Oh, the little coconut flake one.
No.
I want to know which one.
I know what you're talking about. It's like a bar.
For when you're cutting it to find the baby?
Oh, the
La Rosca.
Yeah, no, but you know the part that divides the shit?
Oh, with the little jellies.
Yes, that's what.
It does, like it does look like
nobody
that.
Eats the roast.
Hey, but your homies hyped you up when you said I'm gonna be Biggie, huh?
They were like, fool, do you, perro? But we're all fucking idiots. I guess none of us got. What, dick? It's not our fault we were born late.
No, you were born in the perfect time.
We were born in a great
2000s
time.
2000s is good. Like, it's a great era. You could do the big t-shirts to the ground.
I already do big t-shirts. I want something different. Okay.
I'm going to be one of them franchise boys.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, in my white tee.
Franchise boys? Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Who are you going to be?
You're gonna laugh.
Why?
Me and Jorge are gonna be Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, see? Crazy in love?
Is it not a fly fit for Dunowski?
That's fly.
Beyonce.
That's 2000s royalty,
it's just
right?
90s, but yeah.
La Yonze.
And then what are you gonna be again?
One of them franchise boys.
Who the fuck are those guys?
You know it.
Laffy Taffy. Is that Laffy Taffy?
No, that's
D4L.
So they
lean with it, rock with it?
Lean with it, rock with it. Lean with it.
Yeah. Lean with it.
Are you going to lean with it and rock with it?
Yeah.
What about you, Maximo?
50 Cent.
You guys should go like.
Oh, 50 Cent.
You guys should go like a Styles and South Star. Or
well,
South,
he's married.
Styles
he's
P and
not.
South Star.
Oh, yeah. No, but he's going to go with his wife.
That would be so tight.
He's tell me what the hell is going on. That was a banger.
Dude,
bro.
I know Six and Park vibes.
That was a
sure.
banger.
I know that song.
37 Weeks.
Yeah.
I know that song.
Yeah?
Who could he be?
Styles P and South Star. Oh, that was, he was the greatest Asian rapper before.
Who would you be? Who would you be if you were coming?
At 2000s?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably wear my hair and I would probably be Sean DePaul, Sobego, Tobago. I know the.
I don't really care what people say.
You're so funny.
And it's funny because, like, the other homies, obviously, most of them are Latino. And they're like, we're going to be Bow Wow.
Bow Wow? Okay.
You can't be Bow Wow.
Some of the homies want to be Bow Wow.
That'd be sick. That's cool.
Nelly, Bow Wow. The homegirls think they're going to be Ashanti.
All right.
Yeah.
But really, Anita.
Yes. That would have been my woman crush, like, Wednesdays.
Ashanti?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I love Ashanti. Sure. But, yeah.
She looks the same. She looks better now.
My man crush Wednesdays would have been... Nah.
Ja Rule?
Ja Rule? Ja Rule was hot in 2000s. You kidding? He was unstoppable. Unstoppable.
Was Ja Rule big? Yeah, but Ja Rule was way bigger than 50, huh?
At one point, yeah. What do you mean?
And then they started beefing it, and then it all went to shit.
I fuck with Ja Rule, dog. Mm-hmm. What? You kidding me?
I fuck with Ja Rule, too.
Where would I be without my baby?
Oh, that was great. Painter's Love album was out of control. Yeah.
What if you be Ashanti?
Who, me?
Yeah. She has the same eyes like Biggie.
She's cockeyed, too?
No, she's not. Dude, don't say that.
She wasn't?
No, not even close.
No.
I thought she was.
Every time she looked at me in my eyes, I never saw it. I thought she was like the end all be all of like just everything. Damn. I didn't even like Beyonce.
She's so fine.
Like, yeah. Oh, I thought I still think she's
pretty gorgeous. Yeah.
You can take that out. I don't know if my girl's gonna watch.
Hey, but you know what? Vic is a piece of shit because he didn't tell me about it. He waited for me to get ganged up on.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm all about. You're getting ganged up on.
You gotta have like Hypnotic at your
Incredible
party.
Hulks.
Incredible Hypnotics. Hulks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have both your parents?
Me? Yeah. Not on me, but yeah. But yeah, they're at work right now.
What's your like, what's your comedian right origin story? Like, what trauma did you get that made you so funny?
Nobody liked me as a kid.
What you mean?
So you become a people. Well, because I had like a bowl cut hair.
Uh-huh.
And then like the thing that was working against me on my life was that I had silver teeth. So everybody was like, ah, step allá.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, oh, nobody wants to be my friend.
So I'll be my friend.
And how do you have friends? You become someone cool, you know?
Yeah.
Or you make people laugh.
Yeah.
But you only became a cool like 2 years ago.
So there's two ways, dick.
Yeah.
When I met you were filming me.
Well, yeah. Fool.
Oh.
We're not talking about that right now, bro.
Filming like how, Proof Daddy?
No, relax, bro.
Yes, well.
No, so there's two ways to someone's heart. It's through food and laughter. So I just figured I'd choose food because I can't cook. So, you know, but it's not like
Damn,
a villain
can't
origin
do
story,
either.
But that's it.
Yeah, I can't do either.
And my, you know, my parents are really funny. And then my parents just kept on showing me, you know, nothing but comedy growing up. I remember as a 5-6-year-old, I used to watch. I had no business watching A Living Color. And I remember just being captivated by Jim Carrey and Jamie Foxx.
That's
awesome.
And
I was like, I want to do characters just like those guys. Mm. And that's why I do so many characters, because that's my epitome of comedy to me.
Oh, I love that.
That's fire.
Yeah. What about you, Duno? What's your comedian origin story?
I don't.
What do you think made you funny? What trauma?
I definitely didn't get it from my mom. She's not funny at all. Like, at all. Like, she got no jokes.
She's here, fooling on my husband. She
taught me not to lie.
So if it wasn't her, maybe
fool,
your
like
sisters?
White lies, fool. Not like.
Maybe your sisters?
No, they're not funny either.
Oh. But didn't they make fun of your stutter?
Yeah,
I had
that's
a stutter too.
Yeah.
Yes, but anybody like can do that.
I had a sick stutter.
I stuttered one time in high school. My homies haven't gotten over it since. Well, no. I didn't stutter. I have a lisp, and instead of saying 13, I said churching.
Churching.
And to this day, like if we're doing, like if something comes, or like when they ask for soda, they go like, "Shut up."
Chora.
That's my
Chora.
And they haven't got over it like a piece of shit there.
had a stutter?
Oh, I had a fucking sick stutter. I used to.
All right. What's your worst stutter trauma? And then I'll tell you mine.
Everybody laughing at me in class because I couldn't read.
That's weak. My sister didn't let me go into the room unless I could say the ABCs when I was stuttering.
That's fucked up, dog. Like I used to give people conversation and payments, fool. I used to be like, but I used to get mad when I hit myself.
What do you mean in payments, like on Klarna?
Yeah, like I used to like, give people like payments.
One word right now?
I'll be back later, fool. You know, I used to be like a fucking matralleta.
Oh, you went sordo for a minute, huh?
Oh, fool. Like, I used to get so mad, I used to hit myself, like, why?
Definitely something like a deaf person.
I used to hit myself too. My dad, like, my parents wouldn't buy me something. I was like, ah, estamos pobres. Like, I hated being poor. I didn't understand it, bro. I was like, because I went to like a fairly, like, you know, somewhat of all white, like, elementary school.
Yeah.
And everybody had everything, man. You know, like I hated that shit. Like, I remember, like, you know, like my first, it was like fourth or fifth grade, like, it was my first fucking potluck for, and everybody was like, pizza and burgers, and my mom brought a pinchy big ass cazuela de albondigas. Everybody's like, what are those? And I was like, all those albondigas. We're never gonna eat those. And I was 5 years old, food, carrying the whole cafeta back home. Food. Mom, mami, that ain't quiso las albondigas. Oh, like, I was like, fuck you guys, watch. One day I'm gonna own a pizza place and you guys are not invited, dog.
I love albondigas, by the way.
I love those too. Well,
they're not the most mobile, like.
I told my mom, my mom was like,
you know what fucked up out of that
thing? All the kids were like, ew, what the fuck is that?
With your silver teeth?
No, it's fucked up.
My mom was such a sweetheart. My mom brought tortillas y todo, güey. Se quedaron todas.
Oh, my God.
And you know what, food? And you know what's fucked up about that? Fucked up.
No, that, like my mom was way cooler than your mom. But, like...
What's that? We're having a potluck,
and if I went to school where it was like a big ass melting, like a bunch of different races, melting pot type shit, and it's some fucking Russian food, but I'm like the most dry shit ever. And I was over there like, hey, I feel like we shouldn't eat that.
Get a sick. That's fucked up. And I was sitting in the corner like a mad Nazi.
Oh my God.
All upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how I grew up, bro. But it was cool though, you know.
Oh, that was.
I had
so only guys
for a week, dog. So good. Nobody wanted mom spaghetti type of shit, you know?
Oh, mom spaghetti.
I love that.
Sweater already.
Yeah, that's how I grew up, bro.
All right, well, since we are here celebrating Duno's birthday, we didn't bring albondigas, but we brought something delicious and nutritious for you. We brought a cake and we brought more cake!
Oh, my God. That's the birthday boy right there.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Can we show this on YouTube? Hey, I think we're gonna get banned on YouTube.
Who cares? It's for us.
Can I have some dollars?
Hey!
We got dollars. We don't have singles. Or Vic already paid him in advance.
Yeah, you need it.
You got some singles? Where's my wallet? I think I got some singles. We're trying to support here. Hey, can this be the thumbnail? Who hired them, Vic?
¿Estás viendo lo que está pasando ahorita?
Hey, look at the Virgin Mary.
What do you think of this?
We don't have dollars.
At least take away the statue, dog.
Hey, have you ever podcasted before?
That's just comedy. How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah.
What's that again?
Chai, yeah. You want to podcast real quick? You want to sit down real quick and podcast? Come on, I feel like you should sit down. Sit down. Yeah.
Hey, Pastor. Pastor the mic. Vic, Pastor the mic.
Yeah, man.
Hey, pause the music real quick. Pause it real quick.
Oh, well, thank you guys coming for my birthday. I'm here to support you guys, ladies.
I don't know if you know, but your titties are out. I don't know if she knows, but her titties are out.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Kisses. Nice to meet you.
Kisses?
Yeah.
Hi, Kisses. Nice to meet you.
Kisses, Reese's Pieces, Snickers Bar.
Hi, what's your name,
bro?
That's
Chai.
Chai, nice to meet you guys.
What's your name?
Chai.
Chai?
Chai.
Word.
This is great. Hey, Vic, you want to sit in real quick?
Oh, come on, Vic. I know you want to sit in, player.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you guys for coming to my birthday party. This is amazing.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. What's the car? Where do you guys work so our supporters can go support you guys?
I work at Alameda Strip in downtown L.A.
Oh, okay. What about you?
Pull up.
Nicolás and Commerce.
Pull up.
I've heard about that place.
Me too.
I've never gone.
Yeah.
It's a little far from my jurisdiction, but I might slide to go see Chai.
Yeah.
Let's go. Conker, you been to Nicolás before?
I've never been to any such place.
Who hired you guys, Vic?
She just called me. I said, okay.
Oh, you called
her. You guys come straight from work right now?
Yeah. You guys just clocked out?
Yeah, we were at day shift, and we were like,
fucking
podcast.
She was like, here, you eat.
All the fucking degenerates
fuck
are right
the buffet.
There.
Oh.
Damn, the buffet do be smacking. Who do you think has better food, Nicolás or your spot?
We don't even have food.
Oh, Nicolás don't have food? Yep. All ass and fucking construction workers, huh?
Got titties, too.
Oh.
Yeah, our spot is known for food.
Your spot is known for food?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's sick. I want to go to your spot more. Letty, you want to sit in and talk to these young...
beautiful ladies. I will tell you though, he is a boob man and he's always wanted to be motorboated. So can
take out a happy birthday.
Yeah, a happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey Lefty, this isn't our problem. It's a new season, remember.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'll take a motorboat.
Yeah.
Can I choose the song?
Yeah.
Hey, take off your hat.
Put Creed.
Hey, put your hat backwards.
Creed?
You guys can only more. Can you guys put these on?
With tits wide open. All up in my face.
Hold up, I'm putting them in the spirit.
I'll smash you any place.
Waterboard time.
Yeah.
That's wild. She's watching, bro.
Can you breathe?
You're all red.
My mom's here.
Oh, it's epic. Oh,
yo no fui la que le puso las chiches en la cara, oiga. No fui yo.
Where's my mom at?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? I love you guys. Thank you guys for coming.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you guys.
You guys came for my birthday. Whenever your guys' birthday, send me a DM.
Shout out, ladies. Let's go, ladies.
Happy birthday. Thank you for having me.
Hold on, real quick, Maria.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever met Maria?
Oh, God, he's going to say some shit right now. You know he is.
Was it? In case you guys want to meet her real quick.
The only virgin in here right now.
Oh, I think he's trying to tell us we need a church in our life.
Chai, I love you very much and your boobs. That's my favorite part. And you, beautiful.
Thank you, sweetie.
You said Alameda Strip?
Yeah.
Not Alameda Swami. Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Shout out Kisses
and Chai. Kisses
and Chai.
Chai like a chai latte, maybe?
Yeah. ¿Y tú por qué no te...?
Yeah, what?
Turiste, ¿por qué te quedaste aquí?
Yeah, what?
I didn't know I was supposed to get out.
Oh.
Yeah, we all got
and
out.
And you got up. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to leave. I didn't know it was like.
It was Duno's birthday. I like, he's like, it's the party's for him too.
Why? Well, I stayed more behind just for like moral support. You guys left him.
Oh, yeah. He's like the homie that stands next to you while you blow out the candles of the cake.
And then he was looking for money. I gave him $1.
Did you?
Yeah, you're like the padrino, basically. Yeah. Right,
oh, she didn't take it?
No. You guys, we've had a day.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
God.
Is amazing.
That was a lot.
Happy birthday, Duno. What did you expect? Walk me through that.
Okay, at first a mariachi song came on and you guys switched it right away. It was like, boy, and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting a grupo. Which is like it's like equal to like strippers, you know? Like strippers and grupo, you know, they're like at the same level.
Yeah, they're both surprised.
Yeah, they're both surprised. Yeah.
You gotta pay for both.
Yeah, you gotta pay for both.
Yeah.
Just one of them it's
by the hour.
Yeah, one of them by the hour and one of them by how much of a degenerate you want to feel like after. Yeah.
True.
How was the motorboat?
The motorboat was amazing. Shout out Chai. She had a nice boobs.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
You know what? And
that's wild.
How did La Monita feel about it?
Huh? Oh, yeah. She wasn't feeling that big, dog.
Because you sat next to our Virgen de Guadalupe.
I had to. Con eso que está sucediendo esas cosas.
I know. And Duno's mom is here.
I know.
She saw the
mamá
whole thing.
También está viendo todo el
desmadre.
Todo el desmadre y todo las cosas que no están santificadas por Dios.
Santificado sea tu nombre.
Ahora. And you know what?
Esa muchacha,
you know what?
Esa muchacha así nomás pasando aquí como que.
Oh, my. Como ya. Sin vergüenza.
Ay, no.
Hey, you want to know what's the more funnier and fucked up part is that, like, Kisses knew who we were, so she thought it was funny. Chai was confused, like,
why am I here?
She's like, why is this just laughing and clowning on this whole time?
She's like, whose birthday is it?
That one?
That one worked at Nicolás.
I was like, hey, you're, they're out.
She, yeah.
She's like, oh.
I know you guys are guys. And I don't frequent strip clubs like that. But I'm like, oh, I thought in California you have to cover them up.
No.
But that's just... No? How do you know?
It's only if, I think
Oh, there's only topless. Got you. But then I don't know. I just thought. I thought you'd get to that.
Yes.
I thought you'd start somewhere with clothes and then you get to that, right?
But you know what? For Dilno.
Never been there.
She's like, I just want to start right away.
Yeah, start right away.
Yeah.
She just came. I just saw, whoa. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't expect all that. Yeah. But
those were you going to dance to a fucking ringtone, dog?
We're about to have Loretta start rapping.
Dance to a ringtone. That the other phone number.
You didn't know about kisses and ties.
I knew they were coming, but I didn't know I was supposed to be the DJ.
Yeah.
I'm not Jay Valentino. Dude, but then they're like, put on a stripper song. I'm like, what's a stripper song? Like, I don't know.
She showed me, so I Googled top 10 stripper songs.
And Soak City came on?
No. So then I went to Tidal and I put stripper, and then I looked at playlist, and that was one of the first ones.
I don't know. Is that a stripper? Oh, that's way 90s stripper.
What song are you going to do?
I was like some Aerosmith or something.
You really want your alternative stripper?
That's 90s. That's 90s stripper song.
Hey, this is like my thing, though. Like, Vic, where'd you find Kisses?
Kisses found me. Okay. You want to hear the story? It's a hilarious story, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm driving around. I'm going to pick up my son, right? I don't have tints on my car, which I need to.
But now.
Yes. So I'm driving and then I see like a girl crossing the street, but like she looks at me and makes eye contact and she's like has her kids. And then like
at that moment when you're looking at her, just glancing at her and only her.
Yeah.
Would you have fucked?
I have kids with her.
No, but I'm saying just kisses.
No, I didn't know. Like I was like, why is she looking at me? That didn't really cross my mind. I was like, why is she looking at me? And she's like, Vic. And then I'm just like, But I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think nothing of it. I'm like, that's cool. Like, people recognize me. I'm driving, whatever. But it's also like, I don't want to be recognized while I'm picking up my son. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So then I'm driving, whatever. Later on, I see my DMs. It's like, hey, I saw you today while I was taking my kid to school. And I'm like, oh, this is that girl. Right? And then so, I don't know. I just followed her. We start chopping it up. And then I was like, perfect, because this is what we needed.
Vic, you said it was going to be a funny story, bro.
Also, how did you know
this is her job? You, sir. Because when I say it, I'm not letting Vic live.
Vic was like, it's going to be a funny story. And then, nothing happened.
Hey, but also, how did it lead to her dancing?
someone recognized
you? How did it lead to her dancing?
Yeah, her IG. She probably has the address of that line.
Don't cover him up.
She probably has the address of the Alameda Strip on her IG.
What?
Aww.
How did you know she was a dancer?
She told me.
When?
How did you lead to that conversation?
But you didn't see her. You didn't talk to her.
How did you lead to that conversation?
IG Live.
Instagram Live?
Yeah, she was on. No, she was on IG Live.
At the strip club.
Yeah.
And you were like.
She's like, pull up. And I'm like, no, I can't. But you can come to celebrate Duno's birthday.
Have you guys had.
What?
Intimate relationships?
No. This is the first time I ever met her. Mm. Not like Concrete. You know?
Stop.
Yeah. Concrete's like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Concrete. She's like, Chris?
I was like, what? I'm a big fan of you. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of you, and I don't know your first name.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
I did.
That's crazy.
So you're from the Valley. Oh, that's good.
I've never been to a strip club, so I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, this
20
is
years.
So funny.
And it's been 20 years.
What? Why is everybody looking at me?
I don't know, because you did this.
I did what?
I like Chai a lot. She was nice.
You see?
You liked her.
You had a moment with her. You got motivated by her.
You don't,
I could see you guys like starting like
a relationship.
A very short term relationship.
Yeah. I'm with the like I pull up on you real quick or maybe pick her up from the strip club.
Yeah, afterwards.
Oh, like, pick you'd her up be after, so mad.
Yeah.
Pick her up afterwards.
You'd be so mad. You're Pisces.
Wait, she's my girl or we're just boning?
Even
if you're just boning, to you, that's your girl.
But then you catch feelings after.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably throw
she's
a fucking chicken.
She's your girl, and you go and pick her up, and you see Concrete saying, peace out to her.
Well, I wouldn't stick around that long.
For you to pick her up.
I just go in there and eat and leave, dog. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Theoretically, me too. Hypothetically.
Now, Concrete won't get mad about Ty. He'll get mad about kisses.
All right, Duno.
Yes.
But since it's your birthday, and we all love you, Duno tried, I think he did this whole tour to stop something from happening. Can I tell you, Concrete?
What?
So in the beginning of the year, we had a meeting, a brown bag meeting of what we're going to do for the next 3 months, like every quarter. And so we're like, hey, this quarter, let's plan a roast of Duno. Right, Duno?
Sick.
Like, let's plan, people come out, we roast you, it'd be so fun. But I think his feelings are going to get too hurt that he intentionally booked himself this week so that we wouldn't do the roast. Mm-hmm. Granted, we did this since January, Concrete.
Yeah.
I think he's skipping away from getting roasted.
So what happened?
Okay, that's not what happened.
Do you want to get roasted?
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not. First of all, I've heard the worst of the worst.
Like what?
But also, Concrete and them offered a very beautiful opportunity for a very beautiful club in Chicago that's very well known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zany's.
And I was like, hey, they're like, you want to come? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. But well, we it was also two-for-one tickets, so we're like, fuck it, let's just bring Duno.
Yeah. And we could have rescheduled our roast.
What, do you guys want to have a roast right now?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Like everybody?
Like, yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, you got to start. Go ahead, man.
But let's, you can't say everybody's... one word.
Wait, like everybody, like my even my friends outside.
Your friends outside, if they have something to say to you.
Do you guys want to mention to them that this is the one time I don't get to say nothing back?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
thank you.
Who are we starting with?
The one time that Vic, that Duno does not get to say anything back. Te quedas calladito, yeah, más bonito.
Speed roast back.
Let's start with his mom.
Don't be, he goes in on you guys
all day. Come on.
Apocalipto, he always talks shit about you. Say something back.
Yeah.
Who's down?
Anybody?
He can't talk shit back. This is the first time
ever
that he's going to stay quiet.
Duno got to walk into his apartment at an angle like a couch.
Multiple times. Yeah, like, oh,
like Duno's the only one that does stand up sitting down.
Oh. Why can't I say anything back?
You can't say anything back.
Yeah, you guys suck.
Duno puts the planet in Planet Fitness.
Damn.
Come on, you guys.
Hey, I went to the gym
with Duno. Go, Steph. Go on. All right, go, Steph. There you go.
Yep. Say 13.
Damn.
13.
Jokes suck.
I'm hilarious.
Do your thing. Well, go ahead. Yeah. Hit him with another one.
I hit him with another one.
I hit him with three, four. Early.
Only one landed. Wow,
They were good. They were all good. I got you, perro. Hold on, big dog.
Hold on, big dog.
You know what? I mean, it's so hard. And you know, I know I'm supposed to roast you, perro. But I know it's kind of hard to roast somebody that's been doing so amazing like you, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm fucking around, fool. Let me just.
Vic, you have another one, man.
Yeah, it's just the truth. I went to train to the gym with Duno for like two, three months, mm-hmm. and I gained 30 pounds. It's just the truth. Like, the scale keeps going up, dog. It's not going
it's
down.
It's the Duno workout plan.
Oh, my God. I just wait till next week.
Nah, but in all seriousness, bro.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Nah, congratulations on all your success,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, congratulations.
Like, yeah.
Everything that, you know, that you've been doing. I mean, you haven't accomplished much yet, but yeah. Just seriously, congratulations on all the free clothes you get at Shaka. And,
you know. You're pro club.
It's amazing.
Promo
well,
code.
Mean, oh yeah. It's pro club. Oh, sorry. Just pass on, dog. You're moving up, big dog. The last time I wore a pro club, it fucking shaved my nipples, dog. Them shits. I personally don't wear cardboard for t-shirts, better, but that's nice, bro. Like, that's really nice, bro. Just wait till you fucking try Hanes. It's gonna change your life, bro. It's really gonna change your life, bro. Trust me. No, congratulations on all your success, fool, and all the. Get clothes and free mm-hmm. drinks you get all the
You're
time.
You rep in LA.
Yeah. Rep LA. Mm-hmm. Boom. You're an amazing fool. I mean, you know, just for you're an amazing opener.
Amazing opener. You know how to get the party started.
You know, he's the bridesmaid, never the bride. You know what I'm saying? Like, always the dama, never the quince. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but congratulations on selling out your first show, bro, at the Flappers.
Yes. 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 No.
Congratulations on
that. No, all jokes aside on that one.
All jokes aside, fool. I heard all the fucking tickets went crazy on Groupon, fool. They were just giving them away, dog. That's amazing, man. You know what I mean? When it's buy one, get 30 for free, fool, of course you're going to sell out, big dog, you know?
And if you visit Nicolas Nightclub, you can get some, too.
Yeah, see.
Tickets are just flying around.
Follow him for tickets. Mm-hmm. Tag.
How you feeling, Duno?
That shit was funny. Okay. And now you guys all stepped up to the plate. Couch one was pretty cool.
The couch one was really good. Vic has had it in him for a long time.
No, pause. I just thought about it. No, I just thought about
the couch one was pretty good. All
right, yep. You have something to say to Vic?
Cool, Vic.
Damn.
Fuck this dirty old lonely ass fool. Get a fucking wife.
Do you have something to say to me?
You? I don't talk to AirPods.
I know you don't talk to AirPods. You like like them shaped like batteries. Thick batteries.
The D ones?
Hey, you ever thought of doing a podcast or joining a podcast?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you guys are making a pitch right now, I'm down.
You get strippers every
week? Nah, you know what it is about podcasting? Is that, like, when you I'm myself doing a podcast, no digo nada. Digo puras pendejadas, güey.
Yeah.
But this is cool. Like, I like being a part of a team.
Yeah. Why? Because you had no friends when you were little?
I really don't. Y como siempre quiero quedar bien, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to be cool.
Yeah. Remember how you made the albóndigas?
Nah, would you guys eat the albóndigas?
Remember how your mom made the albóndigas?
Yeah.
And you have one right in front of you.
I'll eat you up.
Well, I'm next one.
Where's the albóndiga?
I wish you were a fool. I fucking...
I'll eat that albóndiga.
You know what? You're not really my type, but like...
I'm a good father, of course. Of course I'm your type.
I'm a good father. Are you saying he has daddy issues?
I never said, wow. No, I'm saying I'm reliable, motherfucker. Like, that's what I mean. Like fucking AAA, dog. I'll be there for you, big dog. You know? At your worst moments, fool, I'll be there, fool. When you get locked out of your casa, fool, I'm there.
That AAA doesn't do that. It's called a robber.
Even better, see? Fool, I'm even better than AAA.
Not just cars, homes, fool. Okay.
I'm there, fool. I'm your shield.
You guys, I think we managed to make it awkward for at least 10 minutes. So
that was awkward?
I love it.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of growing up to do. Young little one.
Everything falling apart.
Stuck in the set, fool.
All right, Duno.
All right, Duno.
There's your chance.
We're I'm hurt.
Ready. Damn, I don't even have
everybody, nothing. Including all your friends that stayed quiet.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of you. What have you told them?
Them fools have regular jobs. I ain't talking to them fools.
Damn, fucking losers. Right. Oh, you punch in and punch out. Fucking losers.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Insurance having motherfucker. Oh, you guys got insurance? Wow, who does that? Who does
it? That's it. Don't trip. It's okay. I don't have nothing on top of my head right now.
401k having ass losers.
He's going to come next week.
Yeah, speed roast.
I'm going to come with the speed roast next week.
We need
to get insurance, fool.
Yeah.
Nah, really, come and think about it, fool. Like, we need to get insurance, you know?
Yeah. Like, you're getting older. Like, it's like.
Let them get insurance.
You guys get insurance because of the radio show, huh?
Yeah.
That's a few.
Oh, shit, we have the same boarding pass.
We're on the same flight, buddy.
Okay.
You're old, fool. I don't even know if you know what you're doing right now.
I know.
He's playing on his phone.
Yeah.
I'm TSA pre-check. Snake. Oh, wow, look at that. It's 2:04. I'm scheduled for another hour? Oh,
happy birthday,
Duno.
It says
from 12 to 3. Yahweh. I don't know those fucking batteries. What kind of batteries you got?
The D batteries.
D batteries.
The thick ones.
You feel that, huh? She feels
happy
that, fool. She
felt it
once.
Happy birthday to you.
We gonna light it up?
Happy birthday to you.
We gonna light it up?
Light it up. Oh, happy birthday to you.
Damn, that's a sick-ass crack.
Stick a quarter in there, fool. It dances.
Happy birthday.
My dad almost woke up from the dead right there.
Your mom is here. Okay, you guys ready?
We love her.
Oh, you have to hold it, Yelene. 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Duno.
Happy birthday to you.
Hold on, wait. Don't blow it, mijo. Yo, so I'm the only one that came to my boy's birthday party. Happy birthday, Perito.
Thank you for coming.
Not even the Brown Bag podcast showed up for me. Oh, just kidding. Yeah, they are right here.
Love
hey, be nice. Blow it out, bro.